This is our Game of Life module call. First, I want to talk about our truth center. Resistance energy shows up in our truth center. So what is our truth center? when we are experiencing something, anything, could be anything, something that we're not in agreement with, when we get angry, this is a really good one. We feel that in our truth center. Now, is that in our head? Is it in our chest? Is it in our stomach area? Is it all over our body? Where do you feel the anger when you get angry? So just think about that. And wherever that feeling is, identify it. And then let's think about something that you're totally in agreement with, something that you feel happy about, something that, you know, when we talk about, okay, so like today, we have no smoke. It's beautiful outside. So the sky is blue. You know, the sky is blue. So when we think of that, that is also in our true center because we're in agreement with that. Now, if I told you that my sky was green, a brilliant forest green, you would know that's not true. Because the sky is never a brilliant forest green all over. It never is. So that's not true. So that's also in your truth center that, okay, that doesn't feel right. So when we identify where that truth center is, then when something happens that we're being triggered by resistance energy, we can learn to recognize it. Resistance energy is our red flag to know that we need to look at something a little more carefully because our body is going into that resistance mode, that resistance stance, and it blocks us from experiencing joy and happiness and being neutral even. Because when we're not in agreement with something, accepting it and looking at it doesn't mean that we are in agreement of it because we're not in agreement. But accepting that this is what's happening stops all that internal battle. Now, when we look at a resistance energy, say it's something that, say you're having a discussion with someone, it's your trigger. You're starting to feel resistance energy. We talk about a trigger. Well, that you're starting to feel that in your body, that resistance energy. Well, is it because of what you're talking about, or is it because they are bringing up an energy within you, either by their presence or what they're saying, what this discussion is about, or something they're telling you about? Is that resistance energy coming up? It's being triggered. Is this something we need to look at? Now, it could go back to being helpless and powerless in a situation that happened years ago. It could be something that happened last week where we got embarrassed about something through something we did or something that was no fault of our own. It's looking at that energy. Why are we feeling it? Because a lot of times when that energy comes up, it's because we need to process through an energy that's from the past, that's a neural pathway of belief that's not even true. So the resistance energy is really, really important. It helps us to be more aware. It helps us to follow those energy breadcrumbs, which we've talked about before. It helps us to process through it and be free of that energy or that belief and write a new path. Way of belief. So in this little video, if I ever get to post it, it's five simple steps to mastering your resistance energy. And the first one is, I have it written down over here, identifying and acknowledging that the resistance energy is in your body. So just like Sonia, I think we talked last week about something that was coming up for you. It was worry energy and you were recognizing it. So recognizing it is that first step. So long as we can recognize it, then we can do something about it. So many times, And I'm guilty of this too. Something comes up and one, maybe I don't want to deal with it right now when I really need to. I just keep going. So recognizing that it's happening, and if you can't deal with it right then, just putting a pin in it to, I have to look at this later. Okay, step number two is just to accept that you're not in agreement with someone, something, or an experience. And you know, we've learned that when we accept things, doesn't mean we're in agreement with it, because we're not in agreement with it. That's why we have to accept it. When we accept things, we stop that internal battle within us, because it neutralizes everything. It neutralizes that energy. I accept that this is happening, and it opens that way for us to then use our power to create a higher outcome. Now, the third step is to observe that energy. When you get a moment, if you can't do it when it's happening, later, go back and look at that energy. And you know, everyone here knows that how much time do we spend thinking about something that we were not in agreement with? An argument, or we got sideways with somebody, and we just go over it and over in our heads. And we don't want to do that. We want to look at that energy when it comes up. And quantum physics teaches us that when we look at that energy, it starts to lose its power. It changes that energy. So if you're really hurt, if you're really hurt, something's very painful for you, you've already felt that pain. So when you look at it, it's not going to get any worse. It never gets any worse. It'll start to lose that power. And as we've discussed with following the breadcrumbs, which that's what you want to do, you give it a name, it loses even more power. And what was supporting that energy? You give that energy a name, and you follow those breadcrumbs back to where it was birthed. And again, it could be back to an experience that happened with as a child that you couldn't manage. You didn't know how to deal with it. Or it could be that it's something that happened last week or last month, or maybe when with an old boyfriend. I mean, it could be anything that comes up that makes us feel like we're not good enough, we're unworthy, undeserving, not lovable. You know, those things that take over our lives when we're not looking to keep us from moving forward. So looking at that energy, you've processed through to where it was birthed. So it's already lost so much of its power. And then when you see what birthed this, a lot of times when you look at it, it has no more energy at all. And it's easy then to infuse love into that full situation. And I really want to encourage you to take it that step farther, because we're rewriting that neural pathway of belief. Something that's come forward that's needed because of resistance energy. I mean, resistance energy is our friend. It's our tool to process through things that don't serve us, beliefs that are not true, things that are holding us back. So following those breadcrumbs through that resistance energy and looking at it, we can see that, okay, well, that's not true. And then infusing that entire situation with love helps to rewrite that neural pathway of belief, changing it from fear and angst and anger, frustration, feeling like we're not lovable, to the vibration of love. And then we're supported by that higher vibration of love in everything. So we can be free of that pain of whatever that belief was that wasn't true. So the fourth step is following those breadcrumbs of energy to where it was birthed. And we just discussed that. And then the fifth step is transforming it to love. So when we follow that first resistance energy that we feel in our body, we're recognizing it. And so many times when we don't know, but that resistance energy comes up and it's so uncomfortable, all we want to do is get away from it. So we push it away. We push it back into our subconscious because it's just too painful to deal with, not knowing we've already dealt with the worst pain it's going to be. Now, well, let me take that back a moment. When we just replay that event over and over in our head, that's so bad for us. We've suppressed the energy. We're replaying it in our head. We're feeding it more negativity. We're feeding it more pain. We're doing it. We're consciously or subconsciously choosing to feed it negativity. But when you look at the energy, not just replaying the event in your head, but actually looking at the energy itself, that resistance energy, that triggered feeling in the body, giving it a name, following the breadcrumbs, all that power that it's held over us. And all of you know what I'm talking about, that feeling that sometimes it's like it's just pressing us into a mold of pain. When we follow that energy, our heart expands, our room gets bigger. We don't feel so claustrophobic. And we don't feel that flush of pain that runs through our body, that anger, that feeling of powerlessness. Instead, because we've processed through that energy, we start to feel empowered. We're shifting our energy to love. We're seeing that whatever happened, you know, maybe we did have a part in it. Maybe it was all our fault. Maybe we were being mean to somebody else. So it's processing through that and moving through it, forgiving ourselves, forgiving them, forgiving the situation, you know, and it could be anything. It could be even be something with the earth, you know. We're in a forest fire and we lose everything. A flood and we lose everything. You know, we lose a loved one. We're angry. This process can be put towards everything that happens in our lives. The resistance energy is our friend. Even though it feels really uncomfortable when it happens, that trigger, it's our friend. It's an awareness that, wait a minute, I need to look at this and process through it and be free of whatever energy birthed it, whatever experience it was. And again, that could be a neural pathway of belief that we've been carrying for years. It could be something that just happened. And if it's something we just happened, we may be even able to follow that back and heal something that we have totally forgotten about. And then there it is. And all that pain is right there. And you're going, wait a minute. I remember when this happened. Wow. Looking at it from today, as the adult we are today, we can see that, wait a minute, I am lovable. I am worthy. I am good enough. I am deserving to live a happy life and to be happy. This was just an experience, and it doesn't define me. So when the resistance energy comes up, like I say, if you can't deal with it right then, because, you know, maybe you're in a heated discussion with someone, but I know for myself, I've had these conversations that I'm getting aggravated, and the conversation doesn't warrant that. So I know there's something I need to look at because I'm being triggered in some way. And then when I step back and look at it, I can see, wait a minute, no, it's just checking the things off that, nope, that's not happening again. Because I have more power today. I know how to use my power today. So do any questions come up? Sonia, I can see that you're going through things, you're yes. experiencing things.
Yes, I have a question. Yeah. So if I understood clearly, when you're triggered, is it always because of something in the past? Or could it be something just on the moment that you don't like that bothers you? Does it have to be necessarily something back in the past that, and therefore you have to follow the breadcrumbs?
Especially with given the situation that you're in right now. It could be something that's happening right now, but take a look at it. Is there anything, because the intensity of what you're feeling will be the answer to that. Because like I said, in a conversation, say I've had a conversation with my husband and I'm getting really aggravated and the conversation really doesn't warrant that. Why am I getting so aggravated? I need to look at this. And then I can see why. It's a series of events maybe that's happened. Maybe it has nothing, usually it has nothing to do with him. Now, then there are other times that, with injustice of what's happening around us. Yes, it's just the injustice of what's happening. But with that feeling, we're in a less than love energy because we're feeling that aggravation, that irritation, that helplessness, that powerlessness. That's a low vibrating energy, and we want to be up here as much as we can. We live in human bodies in a world of duality. We're not going to stay up here all the time. It's not possible. But when we're experiencing something that is so uncomfortable, of injustice around us, whatever it is, it's seeing it, it's raising our vibration to see it for what it is. What can I do about this? I can infuse that situation with love. If you're really angry at one person, is it easy to do that? No, especially when all you want to do is shake them. It's hard. So we have to work at that, because the more we're in this lower vibration of energy, the harder it is for our body. We are starting to hold our breath. With the clarity of thoughts going away, and our day just went to hell in a handbasket. So recognizing that we're feeling that resistance energy, why am I feeling it? I recognize it. Why am I feeling it? Is this something that's happening today because I'm not in agreement with geez, so many things went through my head that I can't say. Am I not in agreement because, because they blocked off my whole street. They blocked off my street for whatever reason, and because they're repaving it and I can't get out of my driveway. What can I do about that? I can be angry and upset about it, or I can choose to restructure my day. That's up to me. Now, if they were coming in all the houses and taking everything out of them, I have to do something about that. I have to make a phone call. I have to do something. If they just blocked off the street, I just restructure my day. So there's a level of intensity of what's happening. What do I need to do?
Yeah, it depends on the situation. It depends on the situation and how you feel about that situation.
But always look to see, is there a reason that something that happened way in the past that's causing me to be, instead of down here with the energy of it, I am escalated. I have, my whole body feels like it's just going to explode. And the only thing that happened was an egg fell off the counter and broke. You see the difference there? I mean, you just clean up the egg and throw it all away, but you shouldn't be feeling like your whole body's going to explode. So what has triggered me here? What is this energy I need to look at? And then you go back to a time where you had no food and no money to buy food, and that fear came back. And then you can say, okay, I have a really good job and I know how the universe is providing for me. And the and you look back and the universe provided for you then too, but you were in so much fear you didn't see it. So you start seeing, okay, I see what happened. I see why I feel that way, but that's not happening again. Mm. Especially yeah. if the what happened to you was because of somebody else, like you were a child and your parents were, they drank all the money or they gambled all the money away. So there was no food in the house. Well, that was out of your control completely. That was no fault of your own. And you are not doing anything like that. And you have money coming in and there's food in the cupboard. So that experience is never happening again. And so you can infuse love into that situation where parents didn't have a clue. They were already in trouble and you were collateral damage. So many times, especially as children, we're just collateral damage of the situation. But that situation can go forward into our adult lives, and then things happen and we don't know why we feel like this. Why do I feel so helpless and powerless and trapped when I'm not? And so we look at it and then we're free of it. Oh, that's not... We flush that out. That feeling is never coming back again. And with that release of that energy, then all those wonderful things that are ours by divine right can then find us, because our energies match and we can receive the good that's here for us. Where before, in our subconscious mind, we've been blocking it. No, I can't have that because I'm not deserving. I'm not good enough for that. No, I can't have that. I can't even dream about that. Even though it would make my heart so happy and I would love my life if I could do whatever. But because of this hidden in our subconscious, that belief, that neural pathway of belief, no, I can't have it. And then there are things that are happening today that it may not be exactly what's being triggered as far as the past, but when we start looking at it, when we follow the breadcrumbs, something may come up because we're stronger now and we can actually see it and process through it. You know, we have so many things that happen to us that we're sensitive beings, and some of us are more sensitive than others to energy of even just other people. I remember, oh my God, when my daughter was, I'd say that like a preteen kind of age, her energy would be so intense. If she was mad at me, I couldn't even stand next to her in the line at the grocery store, because it was assaulting my energy. I mean, I could physically feel it because she's mad at me. And it's like, could you go get this for me? Would you mind? I know you're mad, but would you go and get this? And then by that time, you know, we're checking out and I'm not having to stand right next to her because the energy was just so intense. And that's what happens to us. You know, we feel the energy. You walk into a room and you know people have been fighting. They're not even in there anymore, but you can feel the energy in the room. Or you can go into a room and it feels wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it when I cleanse and clear my house, go outside and come back in. Because you can feel all that love, you know. And you just envision your house just glowing with all the love. And it just feels so good. It's like everything's clean and brand new. And that's where we want to stay as much as possible. But with the chaos of the world, today's world, we get triggered. We're fine, and then we get triggered. And there's been, I think we might have discussed this last week, that there's, you know, we've had so many intense storms on the sun, the solar flares and just storms and explosions, and that energy affects the earth. And it, especially those of us who are sensitive, you know, it feels like we're walking through mud. Or we've had a wonderful night's sleep and we wake up and it's like everything is foggy and we're in an, it's like an energy hangover is the only way I can describe it. And then next thing you know, you're sitting there and the energy lifts. And then you feel good. So protecting ourselves and identifying energy when it's happening, when something happens, or even just, you know, we're sitting here and next thing we know is like, whoa, what happened? Taking those deep breaths, getting that clarity of thought, asking our angelic team. I have been, I don't remember if I told you girls this or not, but I've been asking my angelic team every day to surround me with a diamond steel shield of protection, and it works. I feel so much better at the end of the day. And I when things happen, I'm just standing there watching it. You know, I'm not feeling the anxiety or irritation or whatever. I'm just neutral watching what happens. And then I'm better able to infuse love into a situation. And, you know, if something happens with someone that you're very angry with them, but you know infusing love into the situation would raise it, at least raise yours. So send love to their higher self with that energy of they're capable of making a better decision when we're not in agreement. They're capable of it. And that opens the way for them to, if they were on the fence about their decision, but because you were against it, well, they went the other way, but now you've infused love in it. So it opens it up again. They may revisit that and make the better decision. We're not always right. And we don't have to be right. You know, we don't have to, nobody has to know that we're right. Us being in that neutral zone, in that love-based zone, opens the way for the miracles in our own lives, which in turn, others see, and they want to be a part of that. And they start being attracted to your energy as a teacher, as a friend, as a parent. The more we can stay in that love, neutral or love-based energy, when there's chaos around us, that just helps everything. It supports the earth, it supports everyone around us. So I was a little long-winded, but did that answer your question?
Yes, so, it did. Yes, so much. Thank you so much. Yes, it did.
Okay. Yeah. Gail, what about you? Did you have any thoughts or?
Well, there's a guy in my church that can really trigger me. And, you know, I know by my reaction that my reaction is stronger than the situation. And so I looked at what is he bringing up, and it was all the garbage I had to deal with from the jerks in the army for those 20 years. And it's like, I don't want to deal with that same mansplaining, patronizing, don't ever let a word in edgewise energy anymore. Well, that helped me realize then that, okay, yeah, he can be a real jerk, but I don't have to bring the pain of 20 years of that into this situation. So I guess that's just an example of, yeah, it really works when you work it.
Yeah, so it's a good example.
If you take a few minutes and look back, pull in your angels, create your circle of love, pull in your angels, and put all of that stuff from the 20 years in the circle, all of it. the people, the places, the experiences. If there's somebody that did it over and over again, you may want to do them separately so you can really focus on them, but infuse all of it with love as best you can. If you feel like you're not quite there, just do the best you can, come back to it later. Because when you've, the more you work at it, you know, it's like exercising a muscle. The more we do it, the better we get at it. So infusing that whole thing with love to raise you out of any pain that may be in the cells of your body, you will feel so much better. I mean, you'll probably feel that weight lift off your body. And you can ask, let's see, I think I posted it, the disconnecting the cords. Let me write it down because in case I didn't. I have that disconnect the cords program. You can disconnect the cords from all of that, all those people, all those situations, and ask the angels to just ever so gently remove those cords and fill those spots with love. So there's no scattered feeling from it.
Wow, that's great. Mm.
And that works for everything. You know, anybody, just like all of you, we all have cords to each other. Whether it's cord or a thread or a chain or a cable, we're connected now because we know each other. And we're in an intimate setting with each other. And we pray for each other and we hold love for each other. So we have that connection. Anybody that you have met, anytime during your life, there's still that connection to them. So if you're not wanting to be connected to them anymore or to a place or, to a place, we can disconnect those cords and heal any pain that we feel with regard to that. The first time I saw those cords, I had no idea. You know, I've been like a babe in the cradle, you know, as an adult. I'm given an angel reading. I'm doing an angel reading with this young man who had attempted suicide. And the angels were showing us these people that he needed to be away from. And he was trying to get away from them, but the cords, it was crazy. They showed me they were like playing cards, flat playing cards in front of him. And I could see all these people, but they were these flat playing cards. That's just the way they showed it to me. And there were these cords to each other. And the angels showed me, they came in and these little cherub angels and Archangel Michael was there to help keep the cords from coming back and Archangel Raphael to help with the healing. And they disconnected the cords from this young man's body. And when they did that, it formed a, you know, like that where a cantaloupe is on a vine or a tomato is on a vine, when you remove the vine, that spot that's left, they look like that. But some of them were big. They were holes, real big holes. And so when they removed the cords, these little love angels came in and they filled those spots with this love. And it was a tangible thing. It looked like Dippity-Doo. You're probably not old enough to remember Dippity-Doo. Sonia doesn't know what it is.
I am.
And it was sparkly. It was sparkly.
Wow.
It was so beautiful. And they filled these spots on his body. And they were all over. And they disconnected them and they filled all these spots. And the young man said, he said, man, I can breathe now.
Wow.
And I probably shouldn't tell you this, but there was one time I was disconnecting cord from my mother-in-law. And Archangel Michael was standing there. And when they removed this cord, I had a hole that went all the way through my body. This hole. And when they removed it, it wound her up and slipped her off. And I'm watching her just roll away. And Archangel Michael goes, seriously? I said, didn't that feel good? And you said, well, yeah, it kind of did. And they filled the hole. But it was no wonder that I had felt so immobile. I mean, I had felt like I was in a straitjacket. I couldn't even speak. And when they removed all of that, I felt free. So whether it's your parents, a person, you know, Gail, you had people in the arm, in the military who were in charge of you. I mean, they probably told you when you could breathe at times. So when you have those kinds of feelings towards someone, disconnecting those cords can really open the way for you to feel free, really free. And that program, I will look and make sure that it's on there. Everything is online. So even if my computer won't let me upload stuff, I can put a link to it, whether it's on the SoulKiss site or the Kate Large site or somewhere, I'll find it so you guys can have it. It just walks you through the steps. And if you need help with it, you know, reach out. We can do that together. But it is something that you can do by yourself anytime you want. You know, they're always showing me stuff in angel readings and I'm like, whoa. I had no idea we could do that. I didn't know those cords were there. And then there's a book actually that I read recently. I didn't get it finished, but it's about cords. If you'd like to know what that book is, I can put that link in there too. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Because there's threads and cables and chains and just cords that connect us to everyone. And places, and we can definitely disconnect those. Now we can reconnect them in a better, healthier way. If we go back and just replay those horrible things in our head, we can reconnect in an ugly way. You know, that's up to us. We have the power. So use your power wisely.
Also with the cords, I found that when you cut the cords, that the other person, if they want to get back with you, they have to up level to your energy rather than being able to connect at the same energy.
So did anything else come up during this conversation or? If anything comes up later, because, you know, it's even though so much of this you guys already know, you know, when we talk about it, it brings it up fresh, and then we can start seeing how to incorporate it into your life and to make it, you know, your daily routine of resistance energy comes up. Oh, I see that. I know what it is. I know what to do with it now. I can't do it right now, but 12:30 this afternoon, yep, I can do it then. And I'm going to, you know, following through, because the thing I've learned, girls, if you don't face something when it comes up, it's going to come up again.
It's going to come up again.
More yucky than it was this time, because we can't go back. We can't go back to the time of being oblivious to how energy works. You know, Florence saw to that. The moment you started reading Florence's teachings, you can't go back.
You can't.
And you don't want to. You know, but the more we understand how energy works and what to do with it, the easier our lives become and the happier, because we can then start giving our subconscious power direction. You know, this session of reading Florence's works, the subconscious power being energy without direction just blew up for me. And spoke to me like it's never spoken to me before, because so much of our lives are just run on that autopilot.
It's true.
And it defaults to whatever our energy is in that subconscious, where our power is, because that's where we're manifesting from. Because the conscious is getting through the day. It's making lunch. It's sweeping the floor. It's making sure that we stay in our lane in our cars. And the subconscious is running everything as far as manifesting is concerned. So the other day when I was writing in my journal, the playbook about the giving the super conscious power direction, it was a little bit scary because I knew stuff was going to come up, but I wrote to give my subconscious power direction to release the things that do not serve me, to release the beliefs that have been holding me back. And the only way that happens is if those beliefs come right here in my face so I can look at them. And so far it's been pretty good, not too bad. It's like, okay, I can manage that. I can manage that. But when we step into our power, we have to deal with whatever has been keeping us out of our power or manifesting the things that we don't want. And then we can feel that empowerment every day.
No ground.
I wanted to ask you, ladies, have you been using your playbooks a little bit more?
Not yet.
Well, I have the journaling every morning and every night.
And Sonia, does that help you to feel more empowered during the day?
Much more. It feels, it gives me direction. It gives me it helps me to take the direction that I want. Mm-hmm. Whenever my vibrations are getting low, I know how to bring them back up.
Awesome.